AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The Trump administration announced a lawsuit against Maine's education department for allowing transgender athletes in girls' sports. At a news conference, Attorney General Pam Bondi says the case is about protecting women.
No boy will be undressing in a girl's locker room, no boy will be walking in a woman's restroom, and no boy, when we're finished with this, will be beating young girls in sports.
AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on the clash between Harvard University and President Trump.
President Trump suggesting Harvard lose its tax-exempt status after the university refused his demands, including limiting activism on campus and hiring and admissions changes. White House spokesperson Caroline Leavitt.
Harvard has not taken the president or the administration's demands seriously.
The Trump administration already freezing $2.2 billion in funding and threatening another $7 billion. The university digging in, its president saying they will not relinquish independence. Harvard Law Professor Nico Bowie.
The administration of Harvard instead said, you know, this is too important for us to give away at the threat of extortion.
And now Columbia University saying they would reject any agreement that would require relinquishing independence after the government pulled $40 million in funding before going after Harvard. I'm Julie Walker.
A federal judge said she would order sworn testimony by Trump administration officials to decide if they complied with her orders to facilitate the return of Kilmar Abrego Garcia to the U.S. The Maryland man was mistakenly deported to a prison in El Salvador. U.S. District Judge Paula Zinnes said the process could take 2 weeks. The order comes after White House officials and El Salvador's president said they were unable to bring Abrego Garcia back. Judge Zinnes said what was said in the Oval Office on Monday is not before the court. This is AP News. California's Governor Gavin Newsom says his state will file a lawsuit challenging President Trump's authority.
California is filing a lawsuit to challenge President Trump's tariffs. Governor Gavin Newsom says the president lacks the authority to impose a 10% tariff on all imports and that enacting such tariffs requires approval from Congress. The Democratic governor also says the tariffs are driving up prices and threatening jobs in California. The lawsuit will ask for the tariffs to be blocked. Newsom's announcement comes days after he asked countries to exempt California exports from retaliatory tariffs. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump says he'll be joining his top economic advisors at the White House for talks over tariffs and trade with Japan's chief trade negotiator, Ryosei Akazawa. Akazawa told reporters at Tokyo's Haneda Airport he hopes the talks will move towards a win-win relationship that will serve national interests to both Japan and the U.S. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.